Okay. So what I wanted to do a little bit today and tomorrow is discuss the topic of Lulav HaGazel and Sukkah Gezula and the relationship between these halachos and mitzvah Baba Aveir in general. The truth is that to learn it properly requires many, many shiurim, looking at different sugyas, and obviously we're not going to do it to that extent, but at least to have a little bit of a sense of the Gemaras, relevant Gemaras, and if we could also to look at the Shulchan Aruch, the relevant sifim relating to those two areas of both Lulav HaGazel and Sukkah Gezula, we'll get to that as well. Mitzvah Hashem, once we go through some of the Gemaras and see some lamdas along the way. Okay, so, and it's good if you've seen it a little bit over the years, so it's good to refresh yourselves as well. Obviously, before Yom Kippur, you know, we can also bring this up, you know, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, to see how the Inyan of Gezel is a very, very important topic to think about when we talk about Vidui on Yom Kippur and the type of Averis that sometimes can really be very, very relevant in terms of trying to do tshuva, to mitake. And you see that when it comes to the decree against Ninveh, it talks about the Chamas Hashem Bechapeyem and the extent that they did tshuva from that. What's Mekatzi in the Rosh? It's Gezel. So obviously the topics of Sukkah Gezula, Lulav HaGazel, Mitzvah Baba Aveir in general, obviously very much apropos to Yom Kippur, and of course we're connected to Sukkah. So the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak in Sukkah has a number of psulim for Lulav, and then the Mishnah is at follow, talk about the other minim as well. There's one psul that's common to all the Arba Minim, and the first time it's mentioned is here by Lulav. The Mishnah says Lulav HaGazel, and Vayavesh Pasul, and then goes on to talk about other psulim as well. So the first case mentioned in the Mishnah is Lulav HaGazel. That's the name of the parak, Lulav HaGazel. So we have a halacha, the Lulav HaGazel is pasul. So we have to understand the reason for this psul, the makkah for the psul. Now look at Rashi immediately. Rashi brings a pshat, which we have to know how this Rashi works with the Maskanas HaGemara. The Rashi comments, Lulav HaGazel, Lulav Kafshel Tamarim, Bohadu Tani Hadas Arava Bapi Nafshayo, in other words, the Mishnais that follow go on to the other Minim, Gazel, Pasel. Says Rashi, Ukachtem Lachem, Ksiv Mishalachem. Rashi gives us the marker for this halacha because of the Pasel, Ukachtem Lachem, Bayom HaRishon. There is a halacha to take a lulav on Yom HaRishon, that's a din d'oraisa, wherever you might be. But the pasuk makes it clear that it's a din of lachem, that it has to be owned by you. And obviously, if it's gazel, it's not owned by you. Now, not just gazel is not owned by you. Shaul is also not owned by you. If you borrow it, it's not owned by you. But meanwhile, we have lulav HaGazel, and the Rashi tells us the source is the pasuk of lachem. Okay, this is the words of Rashi. Now, if you look at the Gemara, we see it's a much broader issue, very possibly. And we'll see a machokis in the Gemara about this. But the Gemara brings in the following issue. Look at the Gemara. Kapasik v'tani. The Mishnah is telling us definitively that there's a psul. It doesn't tell us when the psul exists. Lo shna b'yom tov rishon, lo shna b'yom tov sheni. Doesn't seem to differentiate with the halacha of lulav on yom tov rishon versus Yom Tov Sheni. What does that mean? Rashi tells us, Kapasik v'tani pasul, lo shna Yom Tov Rishon de chiyuve midoraisa. Notice the halacha is that by Yom HaRishon is a din midoraisa to take Dalet Minim. However, Yom Tov Sheni, so Rashi explains, Yom Tov Sheni means de lesse bin tilas lulav ela midrabanan, de by Yom HaRishon ksiv. Now let's give some background here. The truth is that there is a din d'oraisa of Kol Zayin, but that's limited to where? Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mishnah in Daf Mem Aleph in Sukkah, that there's a din of Smachtem Ufnei Hashem Elkechem Shivas Yamin, which we interpret to refer to Simchas Lulav, and that's Ufnei Hashem Elkechem. So the Mikdash, the Mitzvah Lulav, was Kol Shiva. However, out of the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, Begvu and the Medina, so according to Rashi, the Medina means not in Beis HaMikdash, then the mitzvah midrash is only Beyom HaRishon. Says the Mishnah, that Memalef in Sukkah, V'rishon ha'ya lov nito b'migdash shiva v'medina yom echad. Mishachar beis ha'migdash hiskir of Yochan ben Zakkai she'helu lov nito b'medina shiva zecher l'migdash. Yochan ben Zakkai, you know, lived at the time of the Churban. You're all familiar with the Gemaras in Perkat Zaken and Gittin. The story there of Yochan ben Zakkai and what he was asking from the Kesar. So he witnessed the Churban and he wanted to preserve the Masorah. That was why he said, Tel Yadne v'chachameha. And he legislated certain things to be Zecher l'Migdash. As the Gemara says, Meher Yibane Beis HaMigdash, we wanted to, and we see on He Doresh Enla, the Gemara brings here a drasha from Pasuk in Yemiyahu, Nechlau Debaya Derisha, there's a halacha that we should continue to think about Beis HaMigdash and to seek her out and to try to preserve the Minhagim of Beis HaMigdash. Based on that idea, there was a takana, says the Mishnah, that we should take a lulav kol shiva, even begvulin. Even though we don't miss a mikdash today, but still we take a lulav kol shiva. So the way Rashi is learning the Gemara is medayik, the fact that the Mishnah doesn't differentiate when it talks about the silver or gaza between Yom HaRishon, Gizdo Raisa, and the rest of Yantif, like Yom Tov Sheni, which is not Doraisa, it's only Zecher l'Migdash, as Rashi now quotes, right? Loshna Yom Tishnil Kicha b'Netila Sluav El Medrabanan. That's where Yochman Zakeh is Takana. Debi Yom Rishon Ksiv. Now, there's also the fact that there's Migdash Kol Shiva. So that's a discussion. Tosfos relates to this, I think, a moment earlier, and other Rishon, the Ramban. Halacha v'lachem. I'm not going to get into this right now, but just for ourselves to know what halachas are relevant kol zayin, what psulim are relevant kol zayin v'migdash. In other words, the Torah says kachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon, so that's the din d'oraisa v'gvulin. Is there a din of lachem v'migdash kol shiva? Can you be yotzei b'sha'ul kol shiva for the din of smachtem of the Migdash, that's machokis rishonim. But our Gemara is not discussing the issue Yom Tov Sheni, the Migdash. Our Gemara is discussing that would have to discuss from Melchem's perspective as well. It could be it's a Melchem's issue, or maybe it's not. But as Rashi explains the Gemara is discussing the din of Midrabban and Takanas Yochanan ben Zakkai, and the Mishnah is mashma that there's still a psul of Lulav HaGazel. Even when we're talking about the Din Rabbanan, the Yom Tov Sheni, and the rest of Yantif, Big Vulin. Asks the Gemara. So the Mishnah talks about two things in the very same phrase, Lulav HaGazel v'Hayavesh Pasel. It's a psul of Lulav HaGazel and a psul of Lulav HaYavesh. It's dried up. Says the Gemara, Kapasik v'tani, lo shna b'Yom Tov Rishon, lo shna b'Yom Tov Sheni. Says the Gemara, Vishlam HaYavesh, with regard to the psul yavesh, the second psul mentioned, so then I understand why there's no differentiation, because hadar be'inan v'leka. You need hadar, has to be hadar, and you lack hadar. Lulav hayavesh is not hadar, and you need hadar. Apparently, the din of hadar is not just by esrog, which says priates hadar. It's halach of hadar by the lulav as well, by all the minim. And that psul of hadar, the Gemara understands, is not limited to Yom Tov Rishon, so I understand why it's pasul kol shiva. Ela gazel, but the psul of gazel, bishlam Yom Tov Rishon, dechsiv lachem, mishal lachem. So I understand why gazel is not good, because it's not lachem. Ela Yom Tov Sheni, amai lo. So that's what sets up the Gemara, to understand why does the psul of gazel be Yom Tov Sheni. Rashi says, bishlam yavesh pasul bidraban anami. A Yavesh, you understand, it's Pasul Ibn Rabbanan. Kema de mitzvah hu mishum zecha l'migdash. Here Rashi brings in the zecha l'migdash point that we mentioned for the Mishnah and Daphne Malith. The takana, the din Rabbanan, was zecha l'migdash. So because it's a mitzvah, zecha l'migdash, the inan hider mitzvah. You need hider mitzvah. This is not our topic, but we discussed it back in Junesman. Those who remember last year, Junesman, or the Shiur Marap, I think also, many Shiur man hider mitzvah. This Rashi is interesting. Rashi is calling this Hidur Mitzvah in the sense that there's a Klal Yistika Inyan of Hidur Mitzvah. Rashi also mentions in another place that Keli Dan Veyu, Rashi says, on the Mishnah, right? On the Mishnah, Yavesh, the Be'inan Mitzvah Mehuderes, to Siv Dan Veyu. It's interesting because they ask on Rashi, Tosis already here, asks on Rashi, Chronim Amayrech on Rashi, that the Gemara later is Mashma, that's a different pshat. The din of Tekeiran Veil, that wouldn't pass over the Yevet. That's the din of Chatchila. Yes. Or the Gemara would seem to say that. The Gemara rather says that it's Hukash to Esrog. And Esrog, there's a din that has to be harder, so that we now be hekish to the other meaning. So how can Rashi say the psul is because of Zekeri van Veyu, be'inan mitzvah mehuderes? Rashi here says be'inan hida mitzvah. Rashi's lashon sounds like this is the hida mitzvah that we know in Kol HaShas. The way that Tosa seems to understand it, it's not that way. Hida mitzvah Kol HaShas is one halacha. That's a din l'chatchila, that doesn't pass over the Yevet. It's a special din when it comes to Dalet Minim that they have to be Hadar. It's learned out of Esrog. And Rashi, for whatever reason, learns that the issues are not unrelated. In other words, the halacha here is the Hidu Mitzvah of Kol HaShas, but what's different here is here it's the Ikuva. Maybe that's how Rashi learns the Gemara later, that the Hekesh to Esrog is Megala to us, that the Hidu Mitzvah of Dalet Minim is not just the Din L'Chatchila, it's the Din L'Chatchila, it's the Din L'Ikuva as well, but it's a halacha that still fits into the broader category of Hidu Mitzvah. Okay, so however this, you learn Rashi, but that's the Gemara's point, that the Psul Hadar, whoever we derive it, whatever the gather is, it's certainly not going to differentiate between the first day and the other days, because there's a din that you need Hadar, and that's Likuva. But ask the Gemara, when it comes to the Psul of Gazel, Amailo, why are you telling me you can't, that it's Pasul to have a Lul of HaGazel the rest of Yantif? What would be the marker? If the marker is Lachem, Lachem is limited to Yom HaRishon. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. So here the Gemara introduces the new Yesod, a new idea, a very fundamental Lamdisha concept in Shas. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So this is a drasha. Rav Yochanan quotes Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And he's going to learn out of a pasuk. But what does he say? Mishum Dahavilei Mitzvah haba ba'avera. The problem of Lulav HaGazel that extends not just to the first day. The first day it's anyway possible because it's not Lachem. But it extends beyond the first day because of Mitzvah haba ba'avera. The Mitzvah is associated with an Avera. The Mitzvah came about through an Avera. You stole the Lulav. Now you want to be Yotzei Mitzvah's Lulav with it. It's disqualified for the mitzvah's lulav. You can't be yotzei with mitzvah babavera. How do I know? Shenema, quotes a pasuk in Malachi, Navi Malachi. V'havesem gazel es apiseach v'sachole. So the Navi there is deriding people who bring karbanos that are less than ideal. And he talks about bringing karbanos that are stolen, or karbanos that are balimumin, that are piseach, it's lame, chole, it's sickly, it's not really minamufchar. But meanwhile, it puts together gazel and piseach. So the Gemara is darshaning the following: gazel dumyat piseach. So we are comparing gazel to piseach, and we say ma piseach less takanta, just like piseach, there's no remedy for it. It's a mum that's not reversible. Av gazel leskei takanta. So to gazel, there's nothing that can be done. Leskei takanta. You can never bring it. Even if it gets to the point that the bialim is miyayish. Which normally would mean if you hold that there's years, so then it could be that the gazlin is kona. This is getting to the question of whether, you know, what is it that's kona for the gazlin, yiyush, Yush Vishina Rishus, different things, different shitas, but the Gemara is Medaik. Av gazel leskei takanta loshna lefne yush, loshna l'acha yush. So it doesn't matter whether it's prior to yush or bayim or after. Now, vishom lefne yush. I understand, now we're talking about a carbon now. So let's start with the carbon. So I understand if the bayim stole a carbon, and the bayim and the owner is not miyayish yet, so then I understand why it's leskei takanta. I understand he can't bring it because Adam kiyakrav mikem amrachmana v'lavdi dehu. It's not his. Elacha yiyush. But after yiyush, hakanye b'yiyush. The Gemara is assuming that yiyush is kona. So if the bailam is kona, if the gazan rather is kona b'yiyush, so why is it a problem of bringing a karban? And we sang Lesser Takanto no matter what, even if there's Yish. So must be Elo Lach Yish, Hakan of Yish, Ela Mishum Tahabri Mitzvah Bavera. This is the drasha of Yochanan Mishum Shum Yonichai. Let's look at Rashi so far. Shenemar Vavisim Gazel, Da'ashkechan Kra, Da'oser, Lahavi Mitzvah, Havi Mitzvah Bavera. So we have a pasuk that asks or prohibits bringing a mitzvah that came down through an avera. Ma pisach in otakan lach hazman lakrivo, shere mum kavua ula misu. Pisach is a mum kavua. It's not a passing blemish. Av gazel yafinan minei, yafinan mina, de ingo takan lach hazman. Vafilu biyush. Even if something happens later and the Bible is miyayish, what would that mean? That shaminu le gemare de miyayish, v'omar, Vaili chesaron kis. Okay, well, you know, basically, the money is lost. Basically, it's a way of saying I don't and have any hopes of retrieving it. You know, so he acknowledges and he says, verbalizes that the money is not coming back to me. So he knows he has no hope of retrieving it. So then it's called yush. The afagav de leinyan mikni aminim bavakama. Here he sends us to Perek Meruba the kanile biyush v'havidi day. Even though we know that Yish is Kona, Vavidi Day. So a Gazlan is Kona B'Yish. That means he'll have to pay money. He won't have to pay the Chafetz anymore, right? That's called the Kinyan of the Gazlan. He can be Kona B'Shinui. He can be Kona B'Yish if you hold Yish is Kona. To be Kona means that at this point there's no longer an obligation to be Marzir the Be'en, the Chafetz that he stole. So he owes money, but not the chefetz, because he's kona b'shinui, or the yirsh in this case. But even though he was kona the animal, he can't be makriv it. So this is the drasha, this is the source of mitzvah b'avera. This is one source, Yochanan mishum mishum ben yochai. But the Gemara now quotes another drasha, another source, the Amar of Yochanan mishum mishum ben yochai. May d'chsiv, what's the meaning of this pasuk? Ki ani Hashem, Ohev Mishpat, Sone Gezel Ba'ola. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. I am Hashem who loves justice. I hate theft with regard to an Ola, carbon. So what is the Pshat? Mashal Amelch Basa V'dam. Example given, a parable of a king, a mortal king, Shaya Ofer Abes HaMeches. He's passing a place where they collect taxes. Amar Avadav, the king tells his servants, Tnu Mikem Lemochsin. Here, pay your duty, pay the whatever it is that they're collecting here, the taxes. Please pay the taxes to the collectors. Amru Lo, the servant said, Halo Kol Meches Kolo Shalachu. I mean, where's it all going? The collectors are collecting it for the king. King is the ultimate authority, so what's the point of the king having to pay taxes? I mean, it's all for you anyway, so you for sure are exempt. Every people are going to see I'm passing through, and they'll learn from me. I'm setting an example. So by seeing that the king paid his taxes, so now they understand that it's important and we shouldn't avoid it either. Says the drasha now of Yochanan Shem Shem Yichai, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Ani Hashem, Sone Gezel Ba'ola. I Hashem hate Gezel. Mimeni yomidu but banai. So let my children learn from me, the Avrichu Atzman, or Ayavrichu Atzman min HaGezel, or Yavrich, they should run away from Gezel. Rashi. Soni Gezel ba'ola, ba'olos, yate mevienli, those carbon olos, those presents, ola is called the Doron, the Gemara calls it, that you're bringing me, ani soni es HaGezel, shatem gozlim osav. So what do you mean you stole it? But it's all mine anyway, so that's so terrible. But I hate it, I detest it. And the mashal is, if I detest it, then you should also detest it. So there are two drashos from Nach, from Divrei Kabbalah, to support the notion called mitzvah b'avera. One, the pasuk in Malachi, gazu dumi d'piseach. When the pasuk in Yeshayas, and Yeshem Soni Gezel Ba'olav. There's so much we have to try to think about in terms of this. And this is the answer for the Mishnah, why there's a psul of Gazel B'Yom Tov Sheni. So this halacha mitzvah b'avera, is it din d'oraisa? Is it din d'rabbanan? what's the gather of this halacha exactly? Is it psul in the chefza? Is it psul in the kiyum hamitzvah? Where does this disqualification lie exactly? I'm sure these are terms you've heard before. Now, when it comes to karban, adam ki yakrim mikem, right? So if it's belavdi dehu, the Gemara says that it has to be yours. What's the relationship between the psul of lachem, whether lachem by sukkah, by lulav, or mikem by karban, and the dimsul mitzvah of avera? Is it unique to an avera of gezel? What about other averos? These are all interesting questions that are all dealt with in all different places by Rishonim and Achronim. But before we begin to think more about it, let's see the whole Gemara, because this is not everyone's opinion. So we have to know also how we hold, because ultimately we want to come back to the din itself of Lulav HaGazel. So we have a pshat in the Mishnah that explains why it's possible to have a lulav that's stolen even the Yom Tov Sheni based on mitzvah bavera. So Yom Tov Rishon, it's simple because of lachem. Yom Tov Sheni, mitzvah bavera. Again, we have to understand exactly, is it a psul d'oraisa, is it a psul d'rabbanan, what's the yisod of the psul? I mean, the whole chiyuv is d'rabbanan. Correct, so okay, the psul could be d'rabbanan, it's also fine, right? I mean, umaisa, the whole day is d'rabbanan. But if it would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the psul is d'rabbanan, that would mean that the chachamim disqualified the mitzvah. That was what it would mean. The d'oraisa, perhaps, you yotzi the mitzvah. If the psul is a d'oraisa, even though the psukim are in Tanakh, but it could be that it's an indication that the Torah would disqualify it, or maybe the other Makoras are not mentioned in this Gemara. There's a Yerushalmi that brings other drushes. Okay, there are a lot of things here that are not on the page, but you have to know. Also, is there a difference between the two drushes in the Gemara? The first drusha, Gazel Dumit Biseach. The second drusha, what do you think? Any thoughts between the two drushes? Which drusha is more focused on the chefza, on the object of the mitzvah? The first one, Gazel Dumit Biseach, in other words, the chefza is disqualified. The second drusha, you don't see that. It could be Hashem says, it's not a good thing for you to do it. You can't get credit for the mitzvah. That's also chakir, that's very relevant. We'll see some of this. All right, let's see a little bit more in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, now also I want to point out something. We started with the Rashi, right? Rashi and the Mishnah explained the Mishnah, what's the reason for the psul of HaGazel. What did Rashi say? Because of Kachtem Lachem. But we just read a Gemara. The Gemara says that it's possible not just Yom Tov Rishon when you need Lachem, even Yom Tov Sheni, based Mitzvah Vera. So you have to know, why did Rashi hold back? Okay, let's see more in the Gemara.
In that case, why would you need Lachem at all? If it's...
You answer your own question. Why is lachem not necessary? Because gazel, you don't need lachem. You have anyway the psul mitzvah vera. If it's only drabbanan, obviously that's an nafgamina that the psul is a psul d'oraisa. If we were to assume the psul mitzvah vera is only drabbanan, then lachem makes it yom terisha makes it psul d'oraisa. Assume mitzvah vera is a psul d'oraisa. So in a chanani, by gazel, you wouldn't need to come on to chayr. You would have to come on to lachem. But where would lachem be relevant? For what case? Shol. Correct. Shol. Right, because Shaul is no mitzvah vera, but it's still not good because you need it to be owned by you. All right, let's see a little bit more in the Gemara. Itmar Nami, we also learned, Amar Rav Ami. So again, he's relating to the two psulim that are put together in the Mishnah, Gazel and Yavesh. And what did Rav Ami say? Yavesh pasul mipnesh ein hadar. It's not hadar again, however you explain it. Special din hadar here, or the larger din of hadar. That's why it's pasul by Yavesh. Gazel pasul mishum dehavale mitzvah babavera. It's mamish mefurish that we're not dealing with the psul of lachem, we're dealing with the psul mitzvah babavera. And again, that would even mean Yom Tov Sheni. Rashi says, itmar nami, the time of the masnisim be gazel be Yom Tov Sheni mishum mitzvah babavera. You see that there's a psul Yom Tov Sheni, the reason is babavera, and lachem is not the point, but mitzvah babavera. Now, says the Gemara now is an interesting thing. Upriga de Rav Yitzchak. This is arguing on Rav Yitzchak, the Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, Amr Shmuel. So Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, his name is Shmuel. They disagree with what we just said. What did they say? Lo Shanu, El Rav Yom Tov Rishon. that this Mishnah statement that the psul of lulav hagazel is limited to Yom Tov Rishon, avo b'Yom Tov Sheni, but with regard to the second day of Sukkot, mitoch sheyotzei b'sha'ul yotzei nami b'gazel. So the second day of Sukkot, just as your yotzei b'sha'ul, there's no psul of sha'ul because there's no dim lachem, so too your yotzei b'gazel. Which means that he does not acknowledge that there's this psul yom tov sheni mitzvah b'avera. Rashi says, "Lo shanu de gazel pasul only yom tov rishon, but yom tov sheni mitoch shiyotz b'shaul d'ha b'yom tov sheni lo ksiv lachem lemiyute. There's no lachem to be made, so shaul works. So too, gazel works. So now, immediately, we should be asking pashup shat, understand the Gemara." This Shita of Shmuel of Yitzchak Amar, Nachmeni Amar Shmuel, what does he think about the larger concept of Baver? Does he totally dismiss this whole rule? That's how many Rishonim were in Tosis in a few places, not Tosis here, we'll get to Tosis here in a minute, Tosis in Gittin, Tosis in Bava Kama, is Mashma that he understood that Rav Shmuel disagrees with the whole idea of Mitzvah Baver, the Ritva, the Rishonim also think that way. Tosis here is going to say a little different. Tosis says over here, "Mitoch shiyotze b'shaul yotze b'gazel." In the bottom, "Hacha dafka shu b'drabanan lo chayish a mitzvah b'avera." Tosis here says something interesting. That it's not that Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeni HaMeshmuel argues everywhere on the psul mitzvah b'avera. It's specifically here, "Shehu b'drabanan." In other words, we're talking about the mitzvah school of Drabbanan, Zeichel HaMikdash. And if you do that mitzvah, Drabbanan, the Derech Aveira, in other words, in a Baba Aveira manner, that would not disqualify the mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah Drabbanan. But if you're talking about a mitzvah Doraisa, mitzvah Baba Aveira would disqualify. Yes?
Could you possibly interpret it as that the Aveira is going to be Drabbanan?
The Xegla is not Rabbanan. You stole something. You stole Ibarla, the gift of the rice.
He's thinking of Kimta that the case of Xegla was Xegla mid Rabbanan.
But he doesn't say that. He says, Hacha Davka Shehu mid Rabbanan. The only Rabbanan that we've been mentioning on this page right now is the fact that Yom Tov Sheni is Rabbanan. I mean, there's no other mentioned Rabbanan here. Tosis just takes for granted. Hacha Davka Shehu mid Rabbanan. Now, you have to know Pshat at Tosis. So Tosis does not want to learn that according to this dissenting view, he's completely dismissing the problem of mitzvah b'aver. Tosfos doesn't want to go that far. So Tosfos wants to say it's limited in context. In our situation, because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a zechel l'migdash, that's mitzvah b'aver does not disqualify. Tosfos does not elaborate why that should be the case. What's the difference between mitzvah d'rabbanan and mitzvah d'rabbanan? What should be the difference? So if you want to be start thinking creatively, fancy lumdis, we could start thinking maybe, you know, face mitzvah baba vera is a psul in the cheftza. But maybe mitzvah drabbanan, it's never about the cheftza. It's about the kiyum mitzvah, the gavra. I mean, I've seen these types of lumdis out there. It's a little bit perech ba'avir, quite honestly. It's like hanging. I mean, hechatesetosis means that. You have to know what Tosfos means. I understand, but like, no, I understand you could make a case for such an idea that mitzvahs deraisa are a function of the chefs, mitzvahs rabbanan maybe are not. They talk about this by isurim. By isurim, that isur deraisa could be isur mitzvah the chefs, isur rabbanan is in the gavra. Chacham don't have a koach to make an isur in the chefs. So too, in the mitzvahs lulav, the migdash, or mitzvahs lulav b'yom rishon, is it in the chefs of the lulav, but mitzvah rabbanan of the rest of Yantav is just somehow to do Zechel HaMikdash. So to do Zechel HaMikdash, it's not about the Chepza per se. It's a Kiyum indirectly. Through the Chepza, there's a Zechel HaMikdash. So if the Psul Mitzvah Beira is about passing the Chepza, so the rest of Yantav, it's not about the Chepza. Okay, this is all very, a bit of a speculative in nature. I saw some achronim. Again, this is also not so glatt because of what we'll see Tosis on the top of the Amud al-Khor doesn't hold this way. But we'll see, there is a Tosis earlier in Sukkah, and great, I raised the issue before with you. Is the psul itself, it's a bavera, a psul d'raisa or d'rabana? It was the halacha, we quote a pasuk in the Kabbalah. So is the halacha d'rabana a psul d'raisa d'rabana? So it could be it's a psul d'raisa, or maybe it's only psul d'rabana. If it's a psul d'rabana, then I could argue as follows. Just like you find, trade rabana, and it's not the same as chad rabana. So the chabchamim are the ones who created the psul mitzvah bavera. So they only said it on a mitzvah, d'raisa. If the whole mitzvah is rabana, so then on a mitzvah rabana, the chacham didn't set up their psul rabana. The chachamim said, a mitzvah d'raisa, we can't allow mitzvah d'raisa to be al-idei avera. Again, I don't know if the words of Tosis really are saying that, especially since, again, Tosis on the top of the Amud is not mashma, but that's the rabana. Okay, so you have to know exactly what Tosis meant by limiting the psul to a mitzvah d'oraisa, but that's what Tosis wants to say. There's something else to notice in the Lashon of the Gemara itself. In the way that Rav Yitzchak ben Nachmina Meshmul phrases the halacha, that you yod say the gazel and yom tov sheni. So how does he put it? Mitoch she yod say b'sha'ul yod say b'gazel. What does one have to do with the other? He wants to say yom tov sheni yod say b'gazel, because all he knows about is a psul of lachem. Yom tov sheni, there's no lachem. So what does he have to speak about the fact that there's yod say b'sha'ul? Is that a way to know that there's no lachem? I mean, obviously we know lachem is yom tov rishon. So the way to talk is to say, yom tov sheni, there's no psul lachem. So how do I know that? Because yod say b'sha'ul. No, it's because it doesn't say lachem, yom tov sheni, it says yom rishon. So what's the mitoch? Toch she yod say b'sha'ul yod say b'gazel, like as if to say one is a reason for the other. It's not that the being yod say b'sha'ul is the reason why yod say b'gazel. So the lashon is a little bit strange. I mean, again, if you learn that stam, he dismisses mitzvah b'aveira completely. So again, you should just say there's no problem because there's no lechem and there's nothing else to talk about. There's no mokar. There's no makar. The makar is lachem, and that's all there is. So memela, you're yosef. The way Tosis is learning, maybe a slightly better, I don't know. That it's yosef b'shol is showing me that it's only din rabbanan. I don't know. Sounds like mitoch yosef b'shol sounds like that's somehow a contributing factor. It's a reason why yosef b'goes, because yosef b'shol, that requires a bit of a hesitation. So maybe we'll say something soon. We haven't seen enough to be able to comment yet. Let's just do another two lines of Gemara. Okay, so now the Gemara, so we have two shitas. And obviously, it's also going to be very relevant at the end of the day. We're going to want to look at halach. So, lulav ha-gazel b'yom tov sheni, kasher apasel. How do we paskin? Major machokis v'shonim. Right? The Rambam seems to say that it's kasher b'yom tov sheni, and the Chaber and Shulchan Aruch seems to be patterned after Lashon of Rambam. Sounds like Yen Chanami, there's no psul gazel b'yom tov sheni. And most Rishonim say otherwise, that of course the Raivet is Masig on the Rambam, there's a psul all the days because of Mitzvah Bavera. You have to know Pshan the Rambam. Does Rambam dismiss Mitzvah Bavera? Is the Rambam hold like one of these other possibilities? This is all what we may or may not get to, but just to know that at the end, what is the halach? So, another two lines of Gemara for us. Masir Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So the Gemara has now a kasha on what we just brought of Yitzchak by Nachminim of Shmuel, that there's no problem on Yom Tov Sheni because Yotze B'Shol, Yotze B'Gazel. So he asks, Lulav HaGazel VaYavesh Pasel. No, it says in the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, Lulav HaGazel VaYavesh Pasel. So it's Mashma Ha Sha'ul Kasha. So the inference can be that Shaul is kasher. Only Gazel and Yavesh, the Mishnah says, is pasul. Emas. So what are we discussing? What day of Sukkot? Ileima, the Yom Tov Rishon. If we're talking on the first day, so Haksiv Lachem Yishal Lachem. So if it's the first day, since it says Lachem, so obviously it wouldn't just be Lulav Gazel and Yavesh, it would be also Shaul would be pasul. And Mishnah only talks about Gazel. So Haksiv Lachem Lichchem B'Hai Lav Didehu. This show, it's not his. So if it's mashma that show is not a problem, it must be talking Yom Tov Sheni, the Katani Gazel Pasul. So it's a raya that the Mishnah is discussing Yom Tov Sheni. The Gemara before was medayiket from the Kapasik Vitani. Kapasik Vitani, Lo Shna. So Yitzchak Ben Achmin and Mishmul didn't accept the Kapasik Vitani. He says, the halacha is Lo Shana, only Yom Tov Risha. Okay, but now the Gemara is making a stronger diyuk. It's mashma, ha show is kasha. That couldn't be Yom Tov Rishon, it has to be Yom Tov Sheni. So how could anyone say that Yom Tov Sheni Gazel is going to be okay? The Mishnah's mashma, it's talking Yom Tov Sheni because it's mashma that the show would be alright. That's the stronger deal. The Kapasik B'Tani he could dismiss. But L'chor, the deal gives that show would be kasher, and at the same time show is kasher, Gazel is pasul. Says Gemara, Marava, La'olam Yom Tov Rishon. Now really, we're discussing Yom Tov Rishon. I am the dike that show is going to be kasher? No. It goes like this. The other, Velomi Bayakamar. It's going to say a bigger chiddush. What's obvious is obvious. But maybe here you might say it's a little bit better. Velomi Bayakamar. Velomi Bayashol. We're talking about the reason. Show, there's no doubt about that you're not Yotze. Velomi Bayashol, Dravdi Deyu. It's not his. Of course you're not Yotze. Ava Gazel, Ema Stam Gzego Yush Bayamhu, Ukididei Dami. By Gazel, you might assume that since Gzego was done publicly, right? Zela as opposed to Gneva, right? Gazel was done where the person saw that you took it from him. So you might assume that a person who's a victim of a Gzela is going to be automatic Yush Bailim. He doesn't expect to get it back from the gangster that took it away from him. And therefore, Kidei Dami, and therefore it should be like it is his. It's like the Gazlins. Kamash Malan, so the Chiddush of the Mishnah is what? That what? That no, that what? That still you're not Yotze. Why you're not Yotze? No. Why? Because it's not what? Because it's not yours. What? We're talking the first day really? It's not Lechem. And you don't assume that it was the Yish Bailo. What does Vashi say? La'olam Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, v'lo teidu k'didai kinan. Don't be medayik that we thought to be medayik hashol kasher. No, the koske the shol pasul. Umasnisin lo mibay shol kamin. Mishnah means shol doesn't have to be even stated. It's obvious. Because that's for sure no good. That's Yom Tov Rishon. It's not lachem. But here, em astam gzela miyad. The Afak Abdul Shaminda Yayish, any Gzela that is from his hand, maybe it means Miyad, knows it came from him right after, right in front of him, took it from him physically, even though we didn't hear the person say Vaila the Chisar and Kiss, but Yish Bayamu, Shag the fun of who goes low, Miyado, he's taking it from him forcibly, the En Koach HaHatzil, so I would say it's automatically implicit Yish, Kamash Malon, that what? The Ad Shaminda Yayish. Lo kanile. Until we actually hear the Yush, he's not Kona. Demeimar Amar, he might be thinking to himself or saying, Hashtahu de taket minoi. Right now, he overpowered me. Lamachar tafis nale bedina. Tomorrow, I'll take him to court and get it back. So we don't assume there was Yush. No assumption is Yush, and therefore, it's not considered Lachem, and therefore, you're not Yotze. But really, what really Shaul is of course no good. We're talking Yom Tov Rishon, but you would thought Gazel was better. So this is how, according to the dissenting view, we have two views in the Gemara and two ways how to learn the Mishnah. According to the first pshat in the Gemara, the Mishnah is discussing even Yom Tov Sheni, and Dafka Shaul was okay, and Gazel was no good, and this reason the Mishnah is machadish, the reason is mitzvah b'avera. According to this pshat, the Mishnah is talking Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni would be fine. And the Mishnah is taking for granted the show is no good, and Machadish, even Gazel, is not considered Stam Gzela Yish Bayim. The Maram has an interesting kasha on Tosfos. What did we just say in Tosfos? What's the reason for Yitzchak ben Nachmeni Amar Shmuel that your Yotze, the Gazel, Yom Tov Sheni? Because it's only Drabanan, so there's no mitzvah of Avera. So he asks, so now what is Rabbah saying that Lo Mibayi Shaul that for sure, okay, that for sure no good, but maybe guzzle is better. In other words, koskin show. What's the koskin, he asks. Ha'ika l'meimar de'ema gazel dafka, which is a mitzvah b'aveira, because we're talking Yom Tov Rishon now. In other words, the way Tosis learns, Rav Yitzchak Nachameini Amar Shmuel does not dismiss the rule of mitzvah b'aveira. Only on Yom Tov Sheni, he says, there's no problem mitzvah b'aveira, because it's the Rabbana. But on Yom Tov Rishon, where it's Doraisa, he also recognizes that there's a problem of mitzvah b'aveira. So it comes out according to this, on Yom Tov Rishon, there really are two strikes that you could consider why you're not Yotze. One because it's not Lachem, and one because of mitzvah b'aveira. Because he doesn't disagree with b'aveira, just on a drabana he doesn't agree. It's the fact that Maram said, then what's the Gemara saying? Lo mi b'ishol, that for sure no good, but Gazel might be better. No. Gazel is worse because you have mitzvah b'aveira problem. It's a cute kasha, no? That's the Maram Sa'ari doesn't answer. Har and Pshat. If you learn that the Yitzchak ben Achamein and Shmuel doesn't hold at all mitzvah b'aveira like Tosfos elsewhere holds, so then the Gemara is good. In other words, so that the Lezeshah is for sure no good. Gazel might be better because maybe it's considered yours because of the Yiyush, the implicit Yiyush. Gemash Balan, that's not Yiyush. But if there is a mitzvah b'aveira problem, means even if there would be Yiyush, you still have to consider mitzvah b'aveira, because it's a din d'oraisa on the first day. It's a din d'oraisa on the first day. Then what do you mean, show is more pasha than gazel? Gazel is obviously no good, because it's mitzvah b'aveira. Yer kasha. Okay, good. Kopanim, these are the two mahalchim in the Gemara. Now we have to know a lot more about, you know, about what's going on here. Look at the little bit. Look at the first part of the Tosis on the top of the Amud. Mishum dehavli mitzvah bo b'aveira. Tosis says as follows. Mishum Tosis on the top. Mishum dehavli mitzvah b'aveira. V'had esanyo kaman perek ula v'arava. The Gemara in the fourth parak says lachem misha lachem. It says lachem, which we dash means it has to be yours. Lahotzi, to exclude as a sha'ul v'as a gazel. To exclude what? Sha'ul and gazel. So we learn out from Lachem that we disqualify sha'ul and gazel. So it sounds like we need the drasha from Lachem for both of these cases. Do we really? Now we read this Gemara. Lachera, we don't need Lachem to disqualify gazel, because gazel has another reason to disqualify it. What is that? Mitzvah b'aveira. So Tosfos says, Mishum shol et tzricha. The belav lachem nafkalan gazel mishum mitzvah b'aveira. We wouldn't need the drash of lachem to disqualify gazel. You would have the psul mitzvah b'aveira. Rabosai. If mitzvah b'aveira was a din, the Rabbana. Could Tosfos be saying this? You need Lachem to disqualify Gazel on a Doraisa. Talking about the Pasuk. What do you see in this Tosfos? Tosfos took for granted Mitzvah B'aveira, even by Mitzvahs, is a Din Doraisa. So in Chanami, the Lachem would not be necessary for Gazel. You only need it for Shol. Because Gazel was anyway pasul mitzvah b'aveira, and you see clearly, Tosfos says this. The afagav the kragav be carbon siv. Tosfos says more foolish. Even though the pasuk is by carbon, so maybe by carbon it's a din d'oraisa that's pasul. It has to be yours. Karbano yigakriv mikem. Okay, we're using the pasuk in Navi, but it's really coming back to the pasuk by carbon, which connects to karbano or yigakriv mikem. Hu ha din b'chol mitzvahs dehavi d'oraisa. Tosfos makes clear that it's not just by carbon. By all mitzvahs, the psul, it's about there, is a psul d'oraisa. Kedemuchach b'reisha gozo kama, Tosfos has a raya. This raya, you have to know pshat in this raya. What's this raya? Harei gabi harei gozo saw shochitin. Person stole a saw of wheat. V'tachna, he granted it. V'afa, he baked it. V'ifrish m'mena chala. He took off chala, and he makes a bracha. Bracha v'afrash as chala. Maybe a birchas anenin on eating it, whatever the bracha we're referring to, the enzim v'arach el minayitz. So we say it's not called a bracha, it's called the opposite of a bracha, minayitz. It's provoking Hashem. So what do you see? It wouldn't be called minayitz if it were psud rabbana, if it were raisa, no problem, it's above avera, why would it be minayitz? You have to know the raya, l'chera, or what? That's a din of bracha. So it could be, it's a bad thing to make a bracha, even though mitzvah baba bear is a psud rabbana. But the maisa, make a bracha, say shem Hashem on a, say shem Hashem on Fasha's chala with the chitin where it was stolen. Tosis feels that had there been a din, had the halach mitzvah bear been only rabbanan, then you could call this minayit. Apparently Tosis felt that the standard that you're using to be so critical of such a person that he's not mevarech, he's menayitz, that can only be so because mitzvah bavera is a psul d'oraisa. Again, I don't hear so well the raya, but that's what Tosfos is saying. But what he's clearly saying is mitzvah bavera is a psul d'oraisa, and therefore the lachem lo'otzi esah gozel is lav dafka. The lachem is only needed lo'otzi esah shel. Which is why it's a little bit hard to imagine that pshat and the Tosfos on the bottom of the Yomad, as some Achronim want to suggest. But Tosfos says pshat in the reason that Rav Yitzchak ben Nachmeni or Mashmuel holds that on Yom Tov Sheni there's no psul mitzvah b'avera, because Yom Tov Sheni it's a mitzvah only d'rabbanan. So they want to say, Tosfos means this, because since the whole halacha mitzvah b'avera to pasul is d'rabbanan, so the Chachamim would only invoke that principle midrabbana on a mitzvah d'oraisa. But if there's two drabbanans combined, in other words, the psuah is drabbana and the mitzvah drabbana, that kedekah the chacham didn't go. The chacham only shut down a mitzvah d'oraisa by mitzvah b'avera. Yeah, but l'chera, that doesn't stem with the top of the yom. Because Tosfos Mefurish here says, unlike Tosfos elsewhere, we'll get to a Tosfos Daf Tes, that says that mitzvah is only drabbana. Here Tosfos is making clear that the mitzvah is even a psuah d'oraisa. Unless you can say in Chinami, but Hagufa, this is all very, very speculative, that Hagufa is the machokis here. That what is the first sheet of Yochan Shimon Yochai, why do they hold that the psul of Uva Gazel is even the Yom Tov Sheni? And they don't assume that because it's a din to Rabbanan to take Yom Tov Sheni, the Lulav, so there's no psul mitzvah, because they hold mitzvah Veira is a psul d'oraisa. So therefore, the psul of mitzvah Veira would be. Mitzvah Veira is a psul d'oraisa. So therefore, even on Yom Tov Sheni, which is a din d'rabbanan, the psul still operates. Mashenkin, the other shita that says that there's no psul of Lulav because of Yom Tov Sheni, that's because he holds a mitzvah Veira is a psul d'rabbanan, therefore on a din d'rabbanan, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, there's no psul. I mean, so what Tosfos is only saying this within one band of Amar. It's very hard to start making such a... I mean, you wanted to say that, you could say that. So it's not a stira between the top Tosfos and the bottom Tosfos, because we're talking about two different band of Amrim. But again, all this is mehechetesi, Tosfos means that. But Tosfos did say that Lemaisa, the second shita, does not disagree totally with the rule of mitzvah. He only said it by mitzvah drabbanan that there's no mitzvah there. Okay. But as far as whether psul is a d'oraisa, psul d'oraisa, Tosfos on the top of the omelet is saying it's a psul d'oraisa, but pashtus, that's for everybody. And nevertheless, the dissenting view says that the rule does not apply in a mitzvah drabbanan. This is what we have a little bit from Tosfos here. Okay, there's a whole union which we're not going to go into now. This is a whole, the Tosfos, just to know when you learn it well and learn it more. The Tosfos are Kanye B'Yiyush, there's a Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Reed, there's a lot here in terms of the nature of Kinyanim. Okay, for now let's try to keep focused on Lulav HaGazel, and now we'll go to Sukkah Gzula. We'll see what we can do in terms of putting the two together and then get to the Shulchan Aruch. But we saw some of the inyanim that we should at least open up and think about. Let's see how this is going to play out in terms of sukkah gizula. We have lulav hagazel, yom tov rishon for sure. A problem, yom tov sheni, a machokes in the Gemara, whether the Mishnah is talking yom tov sheni, whether it's a psul or not. based on mitzvah baveir. What about sukkah gezula? You have here on daf chav zayin on the days. A machokes tanoim that we talked about by ruav that's sha'ul, and ruav that's gazel. Sha'ul could potentially be a problem on Yom Tov Rishon because of lachem, and gazel could be a potentially a problem Yom Tov Sheni mitzvah baveir. When it comes to sukkah, is there a din of lachem? Is there a problem of sukkah sha'ula? And then if there isn't, okay, what about sukkah gezula? So we have a machokes tanoim, look in chav zayin on the base. Tanya, this is about 11 lines or so from the top. Tanya, Rabbi Elezer Omer. Says Rabbi Elezer, Kishem she'ein adam yotze yidei chovasa b'yom tov harishon shochag belulavo shochaveiro. So it says lachem on Yom Tov Rishon, and we say Mishal lachem. Just as there's a din of lachem when it comes to Dalet Minim, says Rabbi Elezer, kach ein adam yotzei dechovaso besukaso shel chaveiro. So is there a halacha that a person cannot be yotzei their mitzvah sukkah if it's borrowed sukkah? Dechsiv Chag Sukkos Tas Lecha Shivas Yamim. Lecha means Mishal Lecha. So the same drasha that we had by Dalet Minim of Lachem to disqualify Shaul would apply by Sukkah as well, based on Chag Sukkos Tas Lecha. That Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. V'Chachamim Omrim. No, it's not true. Afa Pisha Amru. Even though they said, however, sukkah is different. And here they have a drasha. They need a drasha to be megala that. It says, all the residents in Kal Yisrael shall dwell in a sukkah. What exactly is this drasha? It sounds like everybody can be in one sukkah. Now, what's the point? If everyone is one sukkah, so Rashi explains, look at Rashi. Ko ezach yeshu besukkos ksiv, demashma sukkah achas l'chol Yisrael sheyoshvu ba, ze achas ze, ve'i efshe she'el kuan de lo mati shavet puto chochad, elai de she'ela. It's not possible to have a bayus of lachem if everybody in Kar Yisrael is in one sukkah. So that shows that you don't need to be owning the sukkah, because it's not going to equal Shabbat Puta. If you figure out for everybody in Kal Yisrael, one sukkah, it's just not going to be possible that everyone can own, have a bayus in the sukkah. Elamai, she'ula is good enough. That's the Chachamim's drush. Apparently, without that drush, you might have thought that maybe we should darsh in lecha, that there should be a mirad of gzula. So they have this drush, tell me la'afuke that. In fact, the Gemara, okay, v'rabbanan, hay lecha my darshi be. So what do Chachamim do with the lecha? If Lamaisa Sha'ul is kasher by sukkah, you don't have to, you can be in a borrowed sukkah. So there is a diuk, there is a miut that Lecha tells me it can't be gezula. Sukkah gezula, you're not yotze. Abo Sha'ula, ksiv koha ezrach. Then the Gemara goes on, what's related with koha ezrach, and the Gemara goes back with that. But what do we have in this Gemara? That the Chachamim don't darshan the lachem, that just like there's a lachem by Dalamim, there's a lacha to mimayit she'ula by sukkah, but they will use the lacha by sukkah to mimayit gezula, sukkah gezula. Now there's a whole tumult in the Gemara, maybe we'll leave this for tomorrow, this part, because I want to get to the Tosus and Aftes. Exactly what's the case of sukkah gezula? B'chal not pashit, but we'll get to that maybe tomorrow, and we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch a bit about it. What exactly is the case? Why isn't it pashit? Because the rule is karka ein negzelis. So how can you have a mitzvah of a sukkah gezula exactly? If karka ein negzelis, so there's no sigzo, there's no kinyan negzela on karka, so what did you steal exactly? So there's a case, Rashi says, if a sukkah is on a wagon, you steal the wagon. There could be cases, and the Gemara discusses cases. But there'll be a miut of sukkahs, whatever the case will be. We'll see if you have a chance between now and tomorrow. You can look at the Ritva and Daf Tes. He brings the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph. What exactly is the case of sukkah gezula? But there is a miut that even the Chacham would be sukkah gezula. Now we have a Tosus and Daf Tes. This drasha of Lecha Lemiut Gezula is mentioned as part of Shaka V'Taya Daf Tes and Med Aleph in sukkah. The Gemara says there is a drasha of Gedilim Tassalach by Tzitzis, that means it needs to be Lishma, L'shem Chovach. So the Gemara asks, why not Darshan similarly, because the Mishnah talks about Sukkah Yishana, Beisil Machshirin, that you don't need to have Asiyah Sukkah Lishma. So why not require Asiyah Sukkah Lishma because of the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Tassalacha, in the same way that we have a drasha by Tzitzis. So the Gemara asks, a few lines from the bottom of Daf Tesamid Aleph, if just like you say that there's halacha gedilim tasalach l'shem chovach, so hachanami, four lines from the bottom, hachanami chagasukos tasalach l'shem l'cha l'shem chovach. He says, no, that's not pshat in the l'cha. I have another drasha from l'cha. Ha'hu mibayle l'miute gzula. So Gemara brings what we just saw in Chavzayin and Beis, that chachamim have a drasha of l'cha l'miute gzula. Okay, now let's look at the first couple lines of the Tosis here. Very interesting kasha. Right? No, we know what we know from Daf Lamed in Sukkah, that aside from the tzul of luav agazu based on lachem, there's also a basis to pasul luav. It's based on mitzvah b'avera. That could be why it's pasul yom tov sheni and yom tov rishon. Tosis would be mashma that even everyone would agree there'd be two reasons to pasul, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Nope. So now Tosis has a kasha. Why do I need a drasha specifically to disqualify sukkah gezula? Typically, let it be pasul. Why? Because of what? Because of mitzvah b'aver. Famous kasha Tosis. Zog Tosis here. Tema tapeklei mishum dehavele mitzvah ba'aveira. What do you need lecha to pasul sukkah gezula? Let it be because of mitzvah ba'aveira. The mehai time of pasulin an esrog hagazel or lulav hagazel. The gifts might be biyom tov sheni lekaman reish lulav hagazel. Probably means lulav hagazel. So why do you need a new halach of lecha by sukkah mitzvah gezula? You can pasul sukkah gezula based on mitzvah ba'aveira. Tosa says, and furthermore, I have another kasha. Behi shmaita gufa kasha. In that Gemara too, I have can ask a kasha. The Kama. Bishlama yom tov rishon. The Gemara says, I understand yom tov rishon. Be'inan lachem ishalachem. That's how the Gemara begins. Ela be'yom tov sheni amai. So why is it on yom tov sheni that lulav hagazel is no good? Mishani. The Gemara answers, mishim davi mitzvah b'aveira. So now I can ask a kasha. V'hashta imkein lamali lachem ishalachem. So if you have already mitzvah b'aveira, what do you need lachem to be made gazel by lulav? You have mitzvah b'aveira. That Tosus already takes care of. That kasha, we know ourselves the answer. What do you need lachem for? What's our answer? We know what Tosus is going to say now. What's the answer? Lachem is negeya? So, that's what you asked before, the answer we gave you. Miu hasam ikulishnuyeh, and that you can answer the itzbrich amyutish so. So as far as the lachem by Dalad Minim, you can ask, what do you need lachem? I mitzvah b'aveira, because you need lachem tonight's show. But that would not be an answer for the kasha here by lachem by sukkah. Avu gabi sukkah, lekishnuya hachi, l'rabbanan. But you can answer this according to the chachamim, the amil kaman that we just read the Gemara ourselves. Perka yoshin dav chavzayin, da'adim yotzi di chavaso, b'sukkah shul chavero. That the Chacham will learn out that you can be Yotze with show, you can use someone else's sukkah. The Vinafka, woman to sit, call Ezra be Yisrael, Yeshua Sukkos, Mulamish, go Yisrael, Ruin, Yeshua Sukkah Achas. So, Kota Chachamim, Sukkah Gzula is good. Sukkah Gzula is no good. Tractosis, Sukkah Gzula, who needs a Pasuk of Lacha? You have already a Psu Mitzvah Bavera. The Tosis is Machadish, via Shlomar, Tosis is Sukkah Davtes. The time at the Mitzvah Bavera, Lavda Uraisa, Elamid Rabbanan. The whole psul, mitzvah b'aveira, is not psul d'oraisa. So you want to know why you need l'cha? Of course you need l'cha, because the mid'oraisa, there'd be no halacha mitzvah b'aveira. You need the psul is d'oraisa, so that you need the drasha of l'cha. So this is clearly at odds with what? With the Tosas and Daf Lamed. Tosas made clear in the beginning of Daf Lamed that the drasha of Lachem is not Yitzbich for Gazel. Because for that Emesim Avera, which is a Dindo Raisa, even though it's written by Karban, who Adin B'chom is Zabdo Raisa. Tosas Daf Lamed, L'chore is against the Tosas Daf Tes. But this is the Chiddush of Tosas Daf Tes. So here we have an opportunity to speak out a very famous Minchas Chinuch. I imagine you may have heard it, but I always feel like it's better to have a grounding in the sugya, just as I'm talking Minchas Chinuch like this. Like, you have to have a frame of reference. So now, I'm telling you what probably many of you know already, but we'll end with this today, and then we'll try to bring it back to the halachas. We'll try to get back more details of Sukkah Gzula, Takanas Hashavim, Takanas Marish, details in Daf Lamed Aleph, and then look a little bit at the Pratim and as much as we could in the Mishneh Berurah, both regarding Sukkah Gzula and Lulav HaGadol. But let me at least speak out this Minchas Chinuch. Let you think about it. At least you know where it's coming from. The Minchas Chinuch, I think you have it also here, so you can look at it more carefully on your own. Very beautiful Minchas Chinuch, and you have to know where you can disagree with the Minchas Chinuch, a lot of different grounds. So he says as follows here in Mitzvah Shin Chafei Os Yud. You were in the Shir for Sukkah, right? You were? No, you were not. Okay. Nobody was here for Sukkah. Okay. So we're doing Sukkah 2 years ago. Yeah. Okay. V'im ki ein darki b'chibur zeh l'harech b'kushu s'piru ki mash ein nagir l'dina. That's not my normal way. It's not specific halachas halachal ma'isa, but lo emna l'tariks kusha satosvus shein yizdaitis farachon. I have a nice pshat, a nice svar to answer Tosas kasha. K'mashi ikshu sham daf tes. Lama likra b'sukkah d'l'chol b'tigzula ha'avim mitzvah b'avera. L'lekel umute sha'ul Shaul kasher, gzula, belavach ipsula. So what do you need? The lacha, Shaul is kasher, with the chachamim and gzula, you don't need the new drasha, you have it's a babavera. So Tosus gives what teretz? Mitzvah babavera is only drabana. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Let's see how he's knocked in his bar. What he's basically going to say, let me give you the where he's going here. What he's basically going to say is as follows. What sukkah, gzula, does is it disqualifies the sukkah be'etzen, that the sukkah is a sukkah psula. What mitzvah b'avera does is disqualify giving the person credit for fulfilling a mitzvah. If a person does a mitzvah and was a mitzvah b'avera, he cannot get credit for fulfilling the mitzvah. That's the extent of the psula mitzvah b'avera. Again, you can see why there's maybe room to start disagreeing, but this is his premise. Mitzvah Bavera means that in the terms of the Kiyama Gavra, there's no Kiyam Mitzvah if it's Bavera. You can't get credit for doing a mitzvah if it's Mitzvah Bavera. However, that would not make it a Chefza of a Sukkah Psula, the Etzim. The Sukkah is a Sukkah Kshera. But you're not Yotzei if there was a Vera that came about in how you got the Sukkah. Sukkah L'chom B'tegzula makes the Sukkah the Chefza of Sukkah Psula. My nafkamina. So what would be if a person, not the first day of Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. So you would not be able to get credit for that mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah if it's a mitzvah of Bavavev, it's a Sukkah Gzula. I grant you that. But what about the rest of Sukkot? The rest of Sukkot, there's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. It's just that you have an iser to eat what we call chutz l'sukkah. So that's not called a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's called a mitzvah kiyumis. If you eat in a sukkah, you get credit for eating in a sukkah. If you don't eat in a sukkah because you don't eat, so you didn't get a kiyum mitzvah, but neither did you have a bittul mitzvah. To the extent that something is a chiyuv, then if you don't do the chiyuv, you're mevatel the chiyuv, that's a bittul mitzvah. But to the extent that something is not a chiyuv, it's an option, so then if you do something that's not according to the standards the Torah prescribes for you, that's a going against the Torah. Okay? But if this sukkah is inherently not a disqualified sukkah by a sukkah gzula, it's just halach mitzvah b'avera, says the Minchas Chinuch, again, we'll see some of the way he presents it, but just give you the idea of what he's saying. Therefore, a person who's going to eat in a sukkah gzula the rest of Yantif, can you tell me he ate chutz l'sukkah? if the sukkah is inherently kosher, elamai, a person cannot get credit for mitzvah babaveir. So therefore, could you tell me he gets a kiyum mitzvah of sukkah if it's babaveir? No, we'll get a kiyum mitzvah. But a bitul mitzvah you won't have because he didn't eat chutz l'sukkah. But now, if we have a new halacha of l'chal mitik zula, so the sukkah is basically like it would be a sukkah that had no schach, or a pasul schach. It's a pasul sukkah for you. For other people, we have to see that. For the nigzal, this is more the details in halacha to get into. For tomorrow, maybe. But Gabi, you at least, it's not a kosher sukkah. It's like a pasul sukkah. So you ate chutz l'sukkah. So therefore, there's a big nafka minyan between whether mitzvah baba veira or psul of l'chal mitik zula. That's what he's going to say. How many have heard this Minchas Chinuch? Yeah? How many have seen it inside? Okay, do we see it inside? Let's see a little bit inside. But now you have to know, there are a lot of ways that one could disagree with this. Many Achronim like to, falpa with this. It's a good shiur. If you want to talk between Mincha Meir, say a short Lamdi Shavort, people like to say over the Tosis Kash and Daftes, Minchas Chinuch, and then how you can quibble with Minchas Chinuch, a lot of different directions. Okay, people feel like they learned Lamdus, right? The Imki ain't darki b'chibur zel laharach b'kushas, and we said, okay, I want to answer Tosis Kasha and as follows. V'nirali, dinei shnei minim yesh b'mitzvus aseh. The two categories you could say mitzvus aseh. Echad, shuhi chiyuv akar kafta the kol yesh mi'yisrael, an obligation that is on the person's skull, you might say, literally, on person's goof. Kimul Tfilin, the Esrog, the Achilas Matz, a person has the obligation as an individual to do that mitzvah. He has to take an Esrog, he has to put on Tfilin, he has to eat matzah. Now, it goes like this. In mitzvah kazu, in mekayim osa, if you do it, osa ratzon habo yisbarach v'yisaleh, you're doing Hashem's will, ki kein tzivolo ha-melech baruch hu, Hashem commanded him to do it. In mevatel ha-mitzvah, in ha-maniach Tfilin, osa lo nata lulav, bitel ha-mitzvah, v'asa neged ratzon yisbarach v'anishkaris. In other words, basically, there's no middle ground. Either you're mekayim the mitzvah, you did Ratzon Hashem. You're not mekayim the mitzvah, you violated, you transgressed Ratzon Hashem. That's how it works when it comes to mitzvah chiyuvis, like tefillin, like matzah, right? Like esrog. The yesh mitzvos, she'en chiyuv la'asosa. It's not exactly a chiyuv to do that mitzvah. You go and tzitzis. That Torah lo chiva osa lubash beged sh'ar b'kanfas. Torah did not obligate you to wear a garment of four corners. You're not going against Ratzon Hashem by not wearing a Begesh Adar Kanfus because you don't have to wear Begesh. There's no chiv to wear Begesh Adar Kanfus. The halacha is, if you have a Begesh Adar Kanfus, you have to wear tzitzis. Okay, so we try to do the mitzvah, to mekayim the mitzvah, so we dafka take a Begesh of Adar Kanfus and we put tzitzis on it. But l'maisa, the whole chiv, the etzem, to wear such a Begesh. Ach, in maybe atzmo de chiyuv, she bekavana lovesh abakanfos lekayim mitzvah tzitzis, zeh derech hatov v'yashar. Good. In tabulech habracha, that's good. Hakral, in mekayim mitzvah zu, osa ratzon habori, baruch hu. If you do the mitzvah, you get credit for doing a mitzvah, and you do Hashem's will. Avam eina mekayim mitzvah, eina ova aritzon, rak in mekayim mitzvah. So if it comes to a mitzvah like matzah and tefillin, and dalet minim, so basically you do it, you're doing Ratzon Hashem, you don't do it, you're going against Ratzon Hashem. But by tzitzis u'mashal, if you do it, you're doing Ratzon Hashem, if you don't take a Begesh Adar Kanfus, you didn't go against Ratzon Hashem. You just didn't do something which we called Ratzon Hashem. V'chei mitzvah zu dayinu sukkah. So too with sukkah, yesh ba shnei chelkei ha-mitzvah. If you look at the Yontif of Sukkis, you can talk about both, you find both ideas within the mitzvah of sukkah. How so? The first night versus the rest of Sukkot. Da'ayna, b'leil rishon shel Sukkot. First night of Sukkot, mitzvah saseh le'achol kezayis b'sukkah. The halacha is, there's an obligation to eat in the sukkah at kezayis. U'mechuyib l'achzor achas sukkah. You have to look for a sukkah and eat your kezayis in the sukkah. Me'ena rod shel le'achol ena mo'il. You can't opt out not to eat, ki u'mechuyib l'achol kimo matzah u'tfilin. He has to eat. In lo kiyam a mitzvus, asay b'lelush harishon, osa neged ritzon yizbarach shlo. V'shar leilus b'yamim, but the rest of Yantif. Im rotze eina ochel, ve'eina yoshe b'sukkah. He wants not to eat, not meaning not to eat bread, not to eat in a sukkah, ve'ein shuv chiyav alav kimot sitzis. Ach, im ochel, mitzvah zaseh, lecha v'soka, mekayim mitzvah nebaruch hu. It's like tzitzis. Av ein ochel, ein chiyuv. Megam b'shnei mitzvah salalu of sukkis, meaning the first night, first rest of yantif, hu b'tzir gamkin, shemavatel ha-mitzvah, v'oseh neged mitzvah no, kimo ena maniach tefillin. Kigon, mlobash begesh rabba kantas, ena matel tzitzis, az over ala mitzvah. So you can have that also. What would be if a person has dalet kanfos without tzitzis? He's mevatel mitzvah. How could that be on sukkis? If he'll eat chutz l'sukkah. If he doesn't eat at all, then he's not doing the mitzvah. He's not mevatel mitzvah. But if he eats chutz l'sukkah, b'cheinim ochel achilas kema chutz l'sukkah over al mitzvah. Hakal dim osa mitzvah mekayim b'cholin a mitzvah v'osa ritzonu baruch hu. If you do the mitzvah, you did ratzon Hashem. You can have a situation not being mekayim mitzvah, and in not doing mekayim mitzvah, you're going against Hashem's ratzon. For example, lovish begesh or abakanfos or ochel keva chutz l'sukkah. The yei she'ena mekayim mitzvah gam ena over kigom ve'ena lovish abegeh ve'ena ochel kal. Is that pashut? Okay, now in saying this, v'ena nireh. Had now with this hakdama, he says had the mitzvah baba vera ena yotzei hatam. Shakodesh Baruch Hu in a road set bekach below the rats in the front of this anega yasa kategor. You can't have the thing that's coming to be your defense attorney, the mitzvah that's also going to bring up a prosecution against you. Vani Hashem soni geza ba'ola. He quotes the second drasha. Interesting, the second drasha in the Gemara. The second drasha. This is where you can start thinking more. The second drasha is what he quotes. Ayn ran herkul v'gazo v'inei mishum zeh shayich shapir lomar d'lo yatsi idea mitzvah. If you do something which is not consistent with Ratzon Hashem, you cannot get credit for a mitzvah. So what do you have if you didn't do the mitzvah? That by definition, by not doing the mitzvah, you are now in the status of an being mevatel mitzvah. As we said, because in a case where it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, then not fulfilling the mitzvah is tantamount to a bitul mitzvah. But if you have a mitzvah that's not a chiyuv, kigom tzitzis b'sukkah b'shayim me'achak imhein ba'im ba'aveira. So now, if you have a case of a sukkah the rest of yantif, or a case of tzitzis, let's say, where you stole the chut in a chveis and you're wearing on a begging of dalet kanfos. So what can you say about this person? Did he fulfill a mitzvah? If it's stolen sukkah or stolen chutin for tzitzis, he wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. But was he mevatel a mitzvah? Is it tantamount to eating chutz l'sukkah? Is it tantamount to wearing dalet kanfos without tzitzis? Not eat, also not. That's his time. So he says, "Emes, do go kiyam ratzon aboy baruch hu ki einzer ratzon yisbarach." A kiyam mitzvah that's going to bring up a kitrug. Hashem says, "No, I'm not accepting it. That's not consistent with ratzon Hashem. You can't get credit for the mitzvah." Avam mikomakom lo bitel a mitzvah. Rak de lo kiyam. For havelay, like a neutral now, it's like in power of land. Havelay kibisha in a lovish beged kal o lo achal kal de lo kiyam. Hachinami, nihi de lo kiyam ha mitzvah, ki lo leratzen lefana bezeh, avu mikomakam lo bitel, v'lo nuchal rodino so kimosha ocha chutz l'sukkah, shalovish beged b'lo tzitzis. But it's now, ki'ilu you're in the middle ground. You know, by having a mitzvah b'baveira, the rest of sukkis, or having chreis tzitzis, where the you stole the chutin and now it's on a beged of dalet kanfos. You can't get credit for mitzvah sukkah, v'achila b'sukkah, or for wearing tzitzis. You can't get credit for it because mitzvah b'aveira. Rak hu kimosha ina osa mitzvah kal. V'holech below beged osa ina ocha kal. Ki be'emes ulovish tzitzis v'ocha b'sukkah. You can't tell me that it's called achilas chutz l'sukkah, or eating or wearing a dalet kanfos without tzitzis. There are tzitzis there. No, where's he leading? He's going to lead now to the point where now you have the Xeris HaKasim of Lecha that's going to create a reality that you ate Chutzal Sukkah. He says, Yesh nafkamina ladina kim inarot zalecha b'sukkah v'ochel Chutzal Sukkah. Always beg it, Abba Kantos, the innermost salata with tzitzis. What's the halacha? A person it wants to go mamish against the Torah and eat chutz l'soka or weird out comes out, beg it. Kofin o such a tzitzis in afsha, we can force him to do the mitzvah. The kahai gavin, the davi kemisha ain't a lovish klau, ain't a ochel, we can't kofin him to go into a sukkah. That's not gezula. He's not mevatel the mitzvah right now. But all this is true if it's based on mitzvah b'avera. Ach zeh yamrina nachmes mitzvah b'avera. However, now we have the new Xeris HaKasuv. Ach, if Avo, imator paslo gazu b'feirush, havelei kimisha sichech b'schach paslo she'en gidu amina oretz, o mekabu tumma, d'lav sukkah klal. It's mamish like it's no sukkah. Vim ochel havelei kimisha ochel b'bayis. Kimisha Torah gazra, d'zu lavi sukkah klal, kein nicha. Everything is good. The imach mes mitzvah b'avera nihi debachagim yashem b'sukkah gezulok yim a mitzvah avogam will be there. What the kind of mitzvah b'mor yim avat the mitzvah avol atasha Torah gilsa degazul pasul can have a leki il bita laasei if kemosha ocha beveso on kach kas the Torah lechol mite gazul gabi sukkah begabi tzitzis kenyam niyazdaiti haklal. In short, the mitzvah baba avera, the mitzvah havi mitzvah, rag ba'i de avera. And kain hasukah havi sukah, rag shalol ras and yichashev. Avam they come up with any yoshev chutz l'sukah and a mevat l'mitzvah. Avam masha Torah pasla ki memel and a mitzvah klal va'over masha yoshev chutz l'sukah hafach ba. Look at this halat kedvarm hem kini kainim va'amiti and v'herachti obezeh. Okay. Sounds very geschmack, right? What could we start thinking, quibbling, disagreeing on what different grounds? No? You can come at it from a lot of different directions. Now, without being mayrach now, it's late, but just to think about, you could say, on the angle of sukkah, quibble on a sukkah angle, the Sher Yosef Shimon has a lot to disagree with Michas Chinuch. They say a lot of other things of Chaim. You could quibble in terms of sukkah, and you could say that if you are doing an achila that's not going to be a kiyum of mitzvah sukkah, that by definition becomes a bitul. That becomes as if you're eating chutz l'sukkah. In other words, it's not a separate thing eating chutz l'sukkah. If you're eating, and you're eating a kviyus, and the kviyas doesn't lead to a getting credit for mitzvah sukkah, that the etzem is a bit of mitzvah sukkah. It's not that, well, it's not chutz l'sukkah. It's not two separate things. The isur chutz l'sukkah is an achilas keva that's not going to lead to a kiyum mitzvah sukkah. If this achilas keva is not going to amount to a kiyum mitzvah sukkah, then that's called a bit of the mitzvah. The same way eating chutz l'sukkah is a bitul mitzvah. So eating, if I didn't eat, good, I'm not mevatel, so I don't have to eat. But if I'm eating already, then that must be within the framework of a kiyum mitzvah sukkah. So that's one way one could, that's more of a sukkah inyan, that's more you have to bring rise to that, why that should be. But if Shimon takes that for granted, that's one way you can disagree. But the other way it can be is more from the lamdis mitzvah b'avera lamdis, and that is that what Nechas Chinuch is taking for granted here, mitzvah b'avera is a halacha in terms of the gavra's kiyum, that the gavra is not mekayim the mitzvah, you don't get credit for the mitzvah. But the idea that the sukkah should be called a sukkah psula to the degree that you called eating chutz l'sukkah, that can only be because of gechal b'tigzula. But if we understand mitzvah b'avera also is focused on the chefza. The chefza is pasul for the mitzvah. Such a chefza that's gzula is pasul for the mitzvah. That's what the Torah is saying. You can't use such a chefza for the mitzvah. And then there's a riot to this, maybe from a Yerushalmi. Again, the time is late, but there's a Yerushalmi, and a Geya, Korea, Meso, Bishabis, and the Shalas had to read Pshat Yerushalmi. Korea, Bishabis, Al Meso, he's Machal Shabbos, Is he Yotze de Kriya? So the Mishami says yes. Next, Yerushalmi, I harimatza gzula in Yotzeba bePesach. Another example, Mitzvah Bavera. The Shani Hasam, he gufa Vera, Hacha, different gesos in Yerushalmi. It's in Simon Kshin Mem and Yeridea. It's recorded in Tor Beis Yosef and then also in the Shach. Guf HaChol, here the Guf HaDav is not an Avera. There the Matzah is Gzula. Here the Choluk, the garment, is not the Avera. The person did Kriya on Shabbos, it was Malacha. But it wasn't in the Chefza. So if you understand the Avera as a function of the Chefza, then one could also understand that Mitzavitza B'Avera, it's not just Pshat, that the Gav wasn't Mekayimit. This becomes a Sukkah Psula. It's the same halacha as eating chutzlis sukkah. If mitzvah b'aveira disqualifies this from being a vehicle that you can be kind of mitzvah, so the sukkah is basically a pasul sukkah too. The same way that you're telling me in sukkah l'chol mitzvah there's going to be a psul in the chefza, and it's called eating chutzlis sukkah, so mitzvah b'aveira becomes the same thing. And that's because mitzvah b'aveira could also be viewed from the perspective not just of the kiyum of the gavra, but in terms of the chefza itself, it's possible for the mitzvah. Such a sukkah, such a chefza is tainted for the mitzvah. Such a sukkah is disqualified for the mitzvah. So therefore, you raise chutzlis sukkah. So it's another. So then that's why Tosfos has a good kasha. Mechatz Chinuch is saying a yishuv in Tosfos. Tosfos didn't think in these terms. Why? Tosfos had to give a different teretz. The mitzvah b'aveira is only psud rabbana. What happened to Svar Mechatz Chinuch? So you have to know possibly. The first pshat, that eating chutzlis sukkah, eating kviyus in a manner that's not going to be a kiyum mitzvah sukkah, is the same thing as eating chutzlis sukkah. It's not like you can be in power of land here. It's not a bitul mitzvah, but it's not a kiyum mitzvah. If it's not going to be a kiyum sukkah, that's called eating chutzlis sukkah. Or you could say it this way. Mitzvah baba veira will do exactly what l'chomi t'gzula is going to accomplish. It's going to make it a sukkah psula, the etzem, and then if we're not mekayim the you're eating chutzlis sukkah too. Interesting that the two drushes they have in the Gemara, Rav Shimon brings us right. Gazul dumi de piseach. What kind of psul is that? In the kima gavra or in the chefza? The drusha was gazul dumi de piseach. The balmum is a chefzul in the carbon. The psul, the carbon is a balmum. Gazul dumi de piseach. It's psul. It's a tainted carbon. That seems to suggest that mitzvah b'aveira is in the chefza of the thing of the mitzvah. The other drasha, Soni Gezel Ba'ola, which is what Dafka that Minchas Chinuch quoted, is maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, learn from me, don't avoid paying taxes, I detest Gezel. That could be viewed as the gavra. You have to know not to do averis when you're doing mitzvahs. No, when you bring a carbon, it shouldn't be a stolen item. That could be more of a gavra. So if you go with that drasha, maybe it would be from the perspective of getting credit for the mitzvah, in Kategana Sanega or whatever, but the first Rasha, Gazul B'Seach, would suggest that it is in fact a din in the Chesed.